Kondo, the magician. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, this Thursday evening, the makers of White King granulated soap bring you more adventures of Chandu, the magician. But before we begin our play, may we say a special word to you newcomers here in the West. If you have never tried White King soap in your washing machine, be sure you buy a box of this splendid wash day soap at once. White King soap is made for you Western homemakers by the company who pioneered soap making here on the coast. They invented White King as a washing machine soap. This famous granulated soap has been a good soap for more than three decades. And today, it is better than ever, actually improved in quality. We invite you to try White King soap in your own washing machine. See for yourself how quickly it dissolves in your wash water. How those rich, thick White King suds wash off surface dirt, wash out hidden dirt. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. You'll love White King soap for your washing machine. The mysterious prowler whom Frank Chandler and the Regents have glimpsed again and again in the maze of rooms in the feudal Balkan castle has proved to be the malevolent dwarf known as Arenye the Spider. Questioned by Chandler, Arenye boasts that he has been sent to the castle by the sinister Roxor to secure secret information. And Arenye threatens the family with a disaster Chandler will be unable to prevent. Present scene opens in Dorothy's room a few moments later. Chandu, the magician.
Don't unlock the door, Mother.
Oh, I'm not going to, dear. Until Uncle Frank gets rid of that dwarf. I just thought I might hear them when they come down the hall.
Don't you hate to think of him snooping and prowling around all over the place?
Oh, it's sickening. Well, we may as well start straightening up while we're waiting. Has to be done sometime.
I'll begin hanging your things back in the wardrobe. I don't see why Renier'd throw everything on the floor. Oh, just look at your blue evening dress.
Just hang everything up. I'll see about getting them pressed later. What could Renier have thought I had in here?
Oh, he just kept saying the secret, the secret. If anybody had anything secret, it'd be Uncle Frank.
Yes, and his room looks even worse than this one. Help me straighten the rug, dear. You take that corner.
All right. There. Oh, I guess it was my fault Arenye got mad and wouldn't tell Uncle Frank what he meant.
Well, you and I shouldn't have gone in there at all. But it all happened so fast, I didn't think.
Doc?
Just a minute, Frank. Where's Arenye?
Locked in, back there where we found him.
Did he tell you what he was looking for?
No, but I can guess.
Use your necklace, Bets. I took it away from him. Catch.
Oh, no, put it down, Bob.
Huh?
I can't bear to think of wearing it after Renier's had his hands on it.
Well, you can wash it, can't you? Well,
never mind the necklace, no. What is that appalling creature after?
Robert's records, I'm pretty sure.
Records?
The notes on his experiment. Roxor had the laboratory searched that day, and he obviously didn't find anything.
Well, but Robert wouldn't send his notes up here. Doesn't he have to use them?
I don't know how he works, Dot. But once Roxor knew I was here, he might easily think Robert had sent me his notes.
I don't see why.
I don't think he would, unless the experiment was finished. And then, only because...
Robert would tell you if it was. He'd want to go home.
You'd think so. At any rate, he hasn't sent them, so we needn't worry about them.
Gosh, I wonder where they really are.
Daddy hid them, I bet. Don't you think, Uncle Frank?
I hope so. Dot, I ought to go down to the consulate before I do anything else.
So take Arenye with you, to the police.
I'm not through with him yet myself. But I want to know if Mason's heard from Washington. He must have cabled them about Mezzo's death.
Why,
holy Moses!
Mezzo's dead?
Well, didn't I tell you, Dot?
Why, no.
Oh, that's right. Now, when I came back here, you said Betty and Bob were gone, and then... Well, it happened before I could stop him.
Dimitri?
No, it was Lupo.
Honestly? But he's so nice, and he's always laughing, and... Well, he doesn't seem like he'd kill anybody.
No, I don't know, Betts. You saw him throw his knife at Nicky that night in the mountains.
Oh, what a dreadful thing. And Mr. Mezzo's guards caught him?
No. No, he was gone in a flash. He could be miles away in the mountains by this time. I doubt if I'll ever see Lupo again.
The soldiers will go after him, won't they?
No, I hope they never catch him.
Oh, Bob.
Well, Mr. Mezzo's killed Lupo's brother, didn't he?
Bob, what do you think the world would be like if every man took the law into his own hands?
Well, that's what Mr. Mezzos did. And I don't mean just Lupu's brother, either. He was always having people shot, just because they wouldn't go along with him. Now, didn't he?
Yes. And he's not the only one. But that doesn't make it right.
I know that.
They won't get away with it forever, you know.
But look at Roxor. He's sure getting away with it all the time.
Oh, Uncle Frank, you didn't tell us what made you think Roxor's alive.
Your mother will tell you. I really must go.
Well, Frank, where did you put the key to the room where Orenia is?
It's right here in my pocket. Oh, I forgot this.
Oh, it's that black magic image.
It's harmless now, Betty. You needn't be afraid of it anymore.
Just the same, I don't want it in here.
Well, I'll put it in my room. Well, it's on.
The head unscrews.
The whole thing's hollow. Well.
Is there something in there, Uncle Frank?
There is indeed. Paper. And not ordinary paper, either.
What do you suppose... Frank, what does it say?
Well, it says, Brothers, the place of the falcon. The clock strikes five. Well, it's written in English.
What's so funny about that?
Well, I was expecting to see something from ancient Egypt or India.
It might just as well be. It doesn't mean anything.
Frank, could it have anything to do with your brotherhood?
No, no, no. The place of the falcon.
At 5 o'clock. It's a date.
Yeah, but not at 5 o'clock. That's a code phrase.
Huh?
I'm sure of it. The place of the falcon. The clock strikes five.
How about that cave of Estabans? Mr. Mezzos.
No, Mezzos didn't know anything about Dimitri's black magic, though. By George, Orania knows, though.
Hey, maybe that's what he was yelling about.
Yes. And this time he's going to tell me what he knows.
I have said 1,000 times I do not know Chandu. Open the door so I can go away.
Where is the place of the falcon?
If I tell you, will you let me go?
Where is it?
It is a small cafe in Istanbul, in a dark street where great fat Turks wait with knives to kill strangers. You see, you could not go there.
I see you are lying.
No, no, open the door. Vraiment, it is in Istanbul, as I have said.
A cafe named the Falcon in Istanbul?
Mais oui, but I do not know why it is called...
I want the truth. Now.
Arigny is not told all these things.
Very well. I'll just light this candle.
You will not burn, Arigny. Savage!
Savagery seems to be the only thing you understand.
No, no.
I'm not going to burn you. Look into the candle flame.
Pourquoi?
You'll see him. Look, I say. Look. I will know what I need to know.
Mon Dieu! The sound! I will not listen! I will go away from this place!
Look into the flame, Marigny. The jungle of Africa. Do you know it, Marigny?
Make it go away!
Look at the clearing in the heart of the jungle. Listen. A witch doctor standing beside an open grave. Oh, the jungle men were angry, Arendi. Look.
Servir the dumb man. The hour of blood.
You were to be
sacrifice to the angry jungle gods, but you have learned nothing.
Oh, Zambala!
Zambala! No! No, Zambala! No, no!
When will you learn, Arrhenius, not to serve the plans of evil men? Shall I send you back to the jungle?
No, no, Jemish, you help me. I have escaped them.
You will go back unless you tell me what I must know. Look, Arrhenius, the door of the hut is opening.
No.
Will you look into the face of Dambala himself?
Dambala, no, not Chandu. I will tell to the shores.
Tell me.
I will tell.
Tell me now.
Uncle Frank.
Not now, Bob. Go away.
Well, Mom said to come and tell you.
Well, hurry up then. What is it?
There's a whole flock of gypsies out in front of the castle.
Well, it must be Lupu.
No, it isn't. And it's not those people we were with in the mountains. We don't know any of them.
Well, ask them what they want. I'll be down in a minute.
They want to see you. Mom's scared to death.
All right, I'll come. But I'll be right back, Arrhenius. In 5 minutes.
Chandu! Do not leave Arrhenius in this place. No, no. Do not leave me. Left Mom! Left Mom!
What was it about those gypsies that frightened you, Mother Bob?
Well, because they wouldn't go away, I guess. The guy that came to the door just wouldn't take no for an answer.
Did you let him in?
He wouldn't come in, unless he saw you. But he wouldn't go away either. He sure acted funny.
Hmm. Where is your mother? In a room?
Yeah. Who do you think they are?
Well, if Lupu didn't send them, I can't imagine. Good afternoon.
Dobre den, Pat. You are Pan Chandler?
Yes?
My sister has message for you. For you alone from the far mountain.
Your sister?
Ano Pan. She is there in my wagon.
Well, ask her to come in.
Come in, Sestra!
Yeah, but the message from Lupu.
Maybe it is Lupu. Dressed up like a girl. You can't tell who it is with that shawl pulled over her face.
No, it's not Lupu. She's much too short.
Go in, Sestra. I will wait.
Who's your message from?
Look out, she hasn't got a knife stashed away in all those skirts.
If she has, she won't use it.
Huh?
Bob, don't you know her yet? Nadji, come in.
Before we ring down the curtain on Chandu the Magician for tonight, may we ask you ladies an important question. Would you like to know how to overcome hard water problems? How to use and care for your automatic washing machine? Then send right now for White King's brand new wash book entitled Washing Made Easy. It is a gift to you from Chandu in exchange for just one White King soap box top. Washing Made Easy was compiled by White King's own staff of wash day experts. They made thousands and thousands of calls on new homemakers throughout the West to discover just what your washing problems really were. And we will mail you this wonderful White King wash book postpaid if you will mail in one White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. Do you have any special wash day problems? Then let White King's staff of wash day experts answer them for you. Send your questions and your White King soap box top to Chandu, Los Angeles 21. And remember, nothing washes like soap, and there is no soap like White King. Chandu the Magician is presented for your enjoyment every weekday evening. Special musical effects are by Corla Pandit. The makers of White King invite you to listen again tomorrow at this time when the story resumes. Chandu the Magician. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.